Basically, how do we stop obsessing over this stuff? How do we keep our minds clear? How do we not literally feel like we're going to go psycho? And that's a great question, because that's one of the biggest things. Like, if you can recognize that that's happening, that's a huge thing, because then what it does is it causes you to actually like step back and check yourself and think, wait a second, like this is not right. Like, I'm not being rational right now. I'm like not thinking rationally. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Crushing Divorce and Custody Disputes, where we give you real life tips, strategies, and skills to not only find success in your cases, but to use them as a launch pad into the life you deserve. I'm your host, Anthony Bompiani. Now let's get started. Hey everybody, this is episode one. This episode is a clip from a live video that I did in our Facebook group, and I answered the age-old question, how do we stop obsessing over these cases? How do we stop obsessing over our divorces? How do we stop obsessing over our custody disputes? I hope you like it. Basically, how do we stop obsessing over this stuff? How do we keep our minds clear? How do we not literally feel like we're gonna go psycho? And that's a great question, because that's one of the biggest things. Like, if you can recognize that that's happening, that's a huge thing, because then what it does is it causes you to actually like step back and check yourself and think, wait a second, like this is not right. Like, I'm not being rational right now. I'm like not thinking rationally. And one of the things that I explained in my mastermind group, in my training program, the custody court success training program for parents, is that if you think of it this way, like if someone would take a feather and like rub it against your skin, like you would probably barely feel it, or if you felt it, like it would feel pretty good. But then if you take that same feather and you rub it against the skin of someone who has a gaping wound in that area, then that mere feeling from that feather is going to hurt like hell for that person. So what you need to remember is that when we're going through this stuff, a lot of the times, maybe not all of the time, but a lot of different times during the case, figuratively speaking, we have that gaping wound there. So what would be the feather would be something that really isn't that bad. And if you didn't have the gaping wound, it really wouldn't be that big of an issue. But since you do, that feather, figuratively speaking, hurts like a bitch. And what it does is it causes you to basically always being on the lookout for those types of things that are going to hurt you, and for those types of things that you think are going to hurt your children. Because let's face it, two of the biggest things with these types of cases is that you're dealing with so many different angles of pain. You're dealing with the pain of a broken relationship, and whether you like to admit that or not. And regardless, I'm not saying like pain because like you still want to be with that person or anything like that. I'm saying pain because a failed relationship causes pain. Like, it just does. You don't have to want to be with that person to have that. So there's pain there. There's pain that you feel for your children. There's pain that maybe you feel that like you're causing your children pain, even though you're doing the right thing for you and for your family and for your child. There's so many different angles and shots being taken at you that are causing different amounts of pain. So then what that does, like I said, it has you always being on the lookout. So then you're overly sensitive to everything, and you're obsessed with everything. And this isn't going to happen every second of the day, every day of the week, in every case. Like, there's ebbs and flows, like in anything. But what you have to do is you have to come up with ways to basically take a step back and separate yourself from all of that emotion and pain. And here are a couple things that I personally have done. The first one is that's really big, and I don't know if any of you guys are into it or not, but meditation. Meditation is huge. Like honestly, I know when I first started going through my divorce, like I turned to meditation right away. I wasn't too, like, I'm a martial arts guy, so I was always kind of big into like mindset and stuff like that. Plus, I've always been big into like the personal development things and stuff, you know, mindset type stuff. But I really turned towards meditation. So literally, if you can like set aside, and it sounds so elementary, and some of you might be thinking that are watching this, like, you know, it's like witchcraft or like mumbo jumbo or like whatever. But if you turn towards, if you set aside, like, you know, even if you can set aside like 10 or 15 minutes a day for it, and it doesn't have to be anything specific, like it can literally be like, you know, it can literally be like a visualization process that you go through. But if you look on YouTube, there are also like guided meditations that you can do too. And you simply would like search a subject and put meditation by it, and you'll find like a bunch of them. And that helps immensely. That's number one. Number two, and this is, these are in regard or in response to Christy Gross's question. Number two, you can, like, what I would suggest doing is setting aside an hour when you wake up and an hour before you go to bed to turn your electronics off, right? To turn your phone off, to stay away from your computer. Like TV's fine, because you're really not going to have any like things hitting you from that. But let's face it, like what we do is when we're obsessing over this stuff is we're constantly like, you'll pop up your phone and you'll be like either like trying to research, or you'll be trying to like, you know, connect the dots of what's going on in your case, or stuff like that. So, and same with your computer. So if you can turn those things off for, you know, an hour in the morning and an hour at night before bed, that seems to really help clear your head. So that's another thing. What was the other thing that I was going to say too? Oh, the one of the things that I share with my mastermind group training, I think I even might have mentioned it in a webinar too, is to wait an hour before you respond to something that pisses you off. And the reason why is just because that, like, you're never going to get anything done like through text. You're never going to win any battles through text. You're certainly not going to win your custody case through text or phone calls. So if something pisses you off, unless it's something that's like an emergency for your kids or something like that, just take an hour off. Cool, you know, don't say anything like that's going to get you in trouble or that's going to like ignite the fire, throw gasoline on a fire. So that's another thing. And then the other thing, that which is really tough, because like I said earlier, to just now in this live session that I'm doing, one of the things that makes these cases so difficult is because our kids are involved, and our kids are our life. That's a biological thing. That's just how human beings are made. That is like they came from us. So they're like our life. So it's easier said than done. But what you need to do is you need to like to keep sane. Like Christy had asked, you need to have something like specific, whether it be like a goal, like a specific goal or a specific purpose, or like something for you that. And again, it's hard because you're a parent. And your child is like your number one priority, but you need to have something else that you can focus on, whether it be something with work, or like a fitness goal, or like a goal for your house, something like that, where you can make sure, you know, that you're staying focused on that too every day. Because what happens is anytime there's like downtime, in your mind, not like in what's going on around you, but in your mind, then all of this obsessive stuff will occupy that space in your mind. Okay, so if you're not controlling your mind and dictating where your focus and your attention needs to be, then all of this shit will control your mind for you, and then your mind will control you. So that's just, those are just some pointers, really. The meditation, the turning off the electronics, the waiting an hour to respond, and the to have like a separate goal or achievement that you want to achieve, you know, in a short term and in a long term, that has nothing to do with your custody. And preferably, if you want it to be something that you can still focus on, even though you're, you know, even though your kids are your number one priority, then have it be something and relate it to benefiting your kids. So if it's a fitness goal, it's to get healthy and to be able to be more energetic and to be able to be there with your, to be there longer in your life for your kids, like that sort of stuff like that. If it's a financial goal, so that you'll be able better to do different things with your kids and to do stuff like that. If it's a career goal, then you'll have maybe have more time. So whatever it is, try to relate it back to that number one priority, which is your children. And I think that answers the question. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Look, it would mean the world to me if you subscribed to this podcast, shared it with your friends, and left me a review. And remember, don't stop. Don't ever stop. You deserve everything you want in this life and more. See ya.